Welcome back. Tonight, we have another Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast adventure. This is part two, the final part to session 38. The players were Jameis, Sharon, Chris, and Richard. The email bag has been empty for some time, so if you're still out there and listening, drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. For now, session 38, part two.
Well, I don't know about you, but my battle's been easy so far.
Yeah.
I mean, the hardest thing we've had so far is cutting down a telephone wire or telegraph wire. And that didn't even put up a fight. I managed to do that in a single stroke.
Are you going to epiphanize?
I figure not.
Yeah, you may want to see how it...
I mean, if there's going to be a mass battle here, then I...
Oh, there is, because, in fact, they do have... they have been given instructions, which counts right. as basically their knowledge battle.
All right. Then, yeah. Then, yes, I probably have a different plan in mind. Has everybody else played a card, or have you not played one yet, Jameis?
Jameis has.
I have not played a card yet.
All right. Do you have the ace card?
No, I think Sharon does.
I thought
someone
it was
does.
Sharon, wasn't it?
Someone has it. I don't.
Yeah, basically my plan is going to be, hey, I will play the ace card on the first round for the mass barrel so that, hey, circle up, everybody covering lanes of fire, people with guns in the center, people with hand weapons at the outside, and then play the mass, and then play the ace so I get a success and a raise. So they lose two tokens the first round of battle.
And then from there, do they have now?
Presumably they've got 10 and we've got 9.
Actually, they're a much larger force than you.
Jeez. Okay, so it's not an even number.
No. It's not a huge amount more, but it started off at 12-10, but you went down by 9 because of the fear the first round. So yeah, you're 9-12. But luckily for you, their battle die is only a D6 and not wild card.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can only do so much with set instructions. There's nobody there to, you know, re-instruct.
Adapt to plan. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they get a morale check.
They do not.
I'd be surprised if they had a morale check. Yeah. Well, you guys do.
You guys still have to make them, and you're at a minuses because of the fear. But,
We're at bonuses because we can't run away.
You can run
away. They're surrounding us.
No. They're not quite surrounding you. People can still route.
My first action is to lead them into a place where we can be easily surrounded so that we can't run away.
No, I'm still not going to mention it because
I could buy.
If you haven't thought of it, Richard, I'm not going to say it.
I could buy giving them the +2 for cannot retreat because, you know, these things are dropping out of trees and coming out of the ground. They may feel like they can't.
Certainly had no idea that we couldn't retreat from the description you had given. But hey, they know the terrain better than random person who happened to wander in their town and cause all this stuff to happen.
They outnumber you almost 2-1, but being undead zombies, they're really not all that proficient at killing.
Humans, we're very proficient at killing.
Even Pappy with his pitchfork there.
Send him just a bit there.
Oh, we've got Womatai as well. Does she count as a player character for the purposes of the...
Yes, she does. She can make rules.
That'll be fun. But she's probably the only other player character there, isn't she?
She is,
yeah.
So it's not going to matter for the first round. Then.
Caledonia doesn't count, unfortunately. Nope. Although she might be a wild card.
She is not. She is.
Oh. Yeah. No, I was just thinking if they could add an additional +4.
Okay.
Total.
I'm just waiting for the scene where she has to fight off against her father.
Actually, this is a question, because it says on the morale modifiers, +2 if the army is made instead of just predominantly.
I assume they can't.
No morale modifiers. Yeah. No morale checks, I should say.
I don't know.
I think what this means is like the people that aren't undead in an army, when they start dropping, they may run.
Or other fearless drones. Yeah, yeah, I guess, I mean, that means they're going to fight to the death.
Yep.
Which is...
Well, they already did, so...
Yeah. They'll fight to the unmoving. Oh, come on, Kat. Did you not learn your lesson? She's trying to get back into the scene.
Will you really? Pitch that's that up?
She is a cat.
That's what cats do.
It's a drop ceiling. Unfortunately, I can't just plug it up just yet. I haven't cut out the proper size of the tile. I'm in the middle of redoing it. So there are holes that I can't patch just yet. I'm doing this instead, you see.
And, Bert, we appreciate it.
So does my cat. is everybody back?
So how long are you going to... How long are you going to spend looking in the ceiling tile bit place before sealing it up to check that your cat's not there?
Well, I will feed them, and I don't see the proper number of tails. I will listen for the crying because she can't get to her food.
And I'm not the only person that does head checks on the cats.
Tail checks.
Tail checks,
tail
yes.
Tail checks, yes.
Oh, have you got cats with two heads?
When you have Manx cats.
No, but a lot of their heads are similar looking. Their tails are all different, so it becomes easier to do tail checks.
And their cats, they spend an inordinate amount of time showing you that end of their body.
Look at my butt! Look at it! Look at it! That's cats, yep.
I was convinced that when Eddie and Steeli were meeting at the doorway and they were sniffing one another, one of them should have turned and sniffed the other's butt. So I thought they were both werewolves.
Steeli, actually, what he was doing, he has the ability to suss out supernatural.
Not anymore, he doesn't.
Well, maybe he does. Not anymore. Okay.
Wait till we restart. All right. Everyone's back then. So, all right. So we are back and we have cut to the battle scene with the town folks of Camden, who are now surrounded by their old friends and family. Come back to say hi and eat brains. All right. So we are starting off this mass battle with 12 tokens to the undead sign and a mere 9 to the side of the villagers as a token was lost in the initial fear check. All right. So we are now going to make a battle rolls. And so we do our modifiers first. First of all, player characters get to do something that may modify things.
Or if they're doing a better roll, they don't.
If Sharon, I believe you have the ace card.
Ace card?
Ace.
No, I do not have the ace card. I've got renown, adrenaline surge,
does
inspiration, and second wind.
I think he does. I think that's the card.
Don't have it.
No, actually, he doesn't. He's got power surge, villainous verbosity. Play that card. And arcane spike.
Yes, thinking about that card.
That changes things. I thought one of us had ace.
No, but you've got your +4 card that you can give to that you and Ellie's have. Allies have.
As long, Ellie's, as we don't move.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it only works for one round.
Oh,
anyway.
No. Yeah, it's only one round. So, yeah. You hear it.
So you can play that and hope like hell you get a good, decent roll. Yep.
Yeah, that could be the one action your character plays to help the battle roll.
How long is Entangle?
She can roll it as a roll for the mass battle, but...
Yeah.
It's just going to add a modifier to this roll is what it will do.
Yeah, for 4 points, it affects everyone in a medium burst template.
No, you don't even go by that. You just make the roll to see if she gets it off, and if it does, that's just...
I was just looking at her, so she could possibly do that so that, you know, you can try and delay things. Yeah, she can do these counts as beasts, so she can do beast ring.
There's no undead beast amongst them. No poor family hogs coming back. But yeah, okay. She can make a tribal medicine roll, basically, to do some hoodoo in the background. And... All right, so there we go. 9, yes. Character battle results is going to be a success with a raise. Wrecks havoc, slaying enemies, leaders, and destroying the important assets. She does suffer 2d6 damage, though.
But part of my action was going to be to play the plus 4 teamwork card.
Okay.
So
that'll give her 2 raises.
Yep. And hopefully the person who's making the battle roll is standing next to me as well. Sure. Hey!
Yeah. I thought you were doing the battle roll.
No. If I can't do the ace card, and I'm not going to do the epiphany right now.
Okay.
All right, so let's see. 2 raises. Covers herself in glory. Scores of foes fall before her, and the success inspires allies to fight like demons. Plus 2 to the battle roll, and she is unscathed as she is cleaving white man to her joy.
Covering herself.
Mines come out of the ground and grenade them and just stomp them into the ground for her.
Yep.
Right. Just write this down here. So that's a plus 2 to the roll so far. And what are you doing?
And a plus 4, sorry, hopefully for my guy. For my card play.
Okay. So what action are you performing? What
die are you yes, doing? I will take the fight to the enemy then. I will
make some fighting roll.
Make a fighting roll, yeah. So I was just thinking about something else. No. All right, so yes.
Oh, I almost forgot. You also get plus 1 to the roll for each rank a hero has above novice. Well, to the roll. But I mean, she capped out the roll. So.
Yeah.
I think we get negatives.
No negatives.
Yeah, no, yet. They get a battle font. They get plus 1 for each token they have.
Yeah, when they do the
okay,
roll.
So it's not for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fun. All right. So, wow. So, season 2 veteran heroic legendary. So that's. An additional plus 4 every roll.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Only plus 3 for Wimitai. No, only plus 2 for Wimitai.
So I go into battle this round rolling at plus 10.
Go for it.
Which is.
Yeah, but you're trying to get a raise and a bit so that you can get out unscathed.
Yeah, you want 2 raises.
Yeah.
So 2 raises 12. Is 12. So if I roll a double 1s, then.
You got it.
Then I got it. Otherwise, yeah. So, hey there, zombies. I will cut a sway through your ranks as I...
And this is accounting for, like, not just a action. It's not like he just takes one, you know, burst. This is, like, over several, you know, several minutes of battle. He's cutting a swath through several of these zombies using every trick he's got in his bag. That's what this is representing.
Yes, I will be using my Psy, as I don't particularly want to be touching dead flesh with people.
Yeah, you're breaking bones so they can't walk, making it so they can't use their arms, stuff like that.
Yeah, so cut a sway through these people. Rolling
we'll give you your
17.
Plus 2 and no damage to you. Okay, so now the guy that's making the battle roll. All right, this will be, we'll say this is the
plus
sheriff
8.
That's close. He gets plus 4 to the roll because of your card, and then another plus 4 for the previous things that have happened here. Plus 8 total. All right, and he is a D10 on the skill.
So is he going to Logan it up?
Oh, he rolled a 1.
He Loganed it up.
All right.
I punch him in the face. I save our side by punching him in the face.
All right, on the zombie side... Let's see.
Well, it's with a raise, but so what?
Actually, yeah, the morale modifiers actually do modify your roll. It's a minus 1 for each token you've lost in the battle so far.
Well,
so,
yeah, that's morale.
So you should have... Oh, that's morale. You're right. Hold on. Circumstances. Plus 1 to the side with more tokens. Has plus 1 for every token. Has more than the foe. 9, 10, 11, 12. So plus 3 to the roll.
Yeah.
And nothing else, and they've only got a D6 on their battle roll because they were given simple instructions, go forth and kill.
That's pretty much what you need for battle.
All right. There, they lose. So you guys win it by 1, which means they lose a token.
Think.
Battle results. Let's see. Each success and raise causes the other side to lose 1 token, so it's only 1 token loss. So you're now at 11-9.
Shakes head sadly.
Yep. Yeah, this is the one place where having a wild card as a leader would help because you could ship your bad rolls. I mean, he's a good leader, but he was a little frazzled that round. He ordered his flank into his other flank, and it's like, what? All right, well, next round. Oh, and they get no bonuses for their level either, so that also helps you. Well, they have no characters on their side, I should say. All right, next round. Are you taking any actions to help, or do you want to take the reins now, or let it continue as it is?
If I look around, I'm looking for a hill or a raised area so that they will have to fight uphill. Is there anywhere we can get over to a place like that?
Yes, you can. Let's see, how would I do this? You would have to sway the crowd to follow your instructions. It would be some kind of persuasion roll to do so.
Yay, untrained persuasion.
Well, it allows you to chip it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you also get +4 from your roll anyway, so.
Well.
It only lasted for. How long does it last?
For the next
roll. No. For the level.
Well,
the level.
I don't know that this would be that kind of roll, because it's not adding to the battle modifier, really.
This is a tactics roll. If you make this, I will give you a battlefield modifier of superior terrain.
Yeah.
And then you can take an action to help things.
So I will make a persuasion roll, then, I guess, seeing as that's the exciting thing that can happen here. I will scout out a hill, or spot a hill, and say, over there, to that one, to the top of Dead Man's Hill. Is that what you call it? Oh, God. All right. That's the top of that hill.
This is Gallows Hill. We've buried people here for years and years.
Pyonk.
Woo!
So I will. I will spend a white chip, but I will make use of my.
You are good at
that? Something ability. I've got one which makes it into a blue chip, essentially, so I can add a d6 to it.
Sure.
Is it? No, Fate's Favored. Yes. I have so many abilities, I just can't tell which one it is. Let's hope that this is better. Well, that's a 6, but it didn't explode. And there's a 5, so
great. I'm gonna up that then to from a slight advantage to a minor advantage, so it's gonna be a -2 to their roll. As you find a good spot and you're able to get people to basically do a fighting retreat up the hill, drawing the undead. So now you've got a little height advantage on them. You've got the high terrain. All right, and now you can continue to battle out for your side as well. You can make me a roll there.
So while they're all going up the hill towards the area, I will cover the rear, trying to take out the zombies who are after the stragglers there, make sure they stay down.
Yes, Luke, if you want to roll something for Wematai, go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm thinking she'll just probably, never mind. I want to get into battle and actually kill some zombies up close fighting.
Yep. All right, so anyway, it's just description. So
is it a +2 for the level?
Plus everything above novice. So nothing for novice for the next one. What is
she? Yeah, she's veteran. She's a veteran. So that's seasoned veteran. +2.
Okay, so she gets a 6, which is a success.
But
has +1 to the side of the battle roll. Damage. And she's going to take 3d6 damage. I'll roll that well.
Do we want a chip here? She does have chips.
She does. She's only got 3 it's white. Up to you.
Yep. You want to chip it? I'll just quick group's decision. Chip it or not?
Chip it.
She could. All she could die.
Chip spent. Go ahead and reroll.
Okay.
And Jean-Louis with a 20 maxed out, so that's a +2.
Oh, forgot the +2, but it's the same.
It's a 7, so yeah.
Same roll. Okay. In which case, she'll take 3d6 damage.
Ow.
3, but she will add +1 to the size roll. Oh my gosh.
12. Oh dear, she's dead.
Floating damage.
15 plus 18 plus 23. All right.
She's going to spin a chip to Vigor.
go ahead and do that. So,
toughness of 6.
Well, first of all, let's figure out how many wounds this would be because you've got to figure out. So she
23,
has
you said.
Yeah.
That's 4 wounds.
So, yeah, she's at 4 wounds. Go ahead and make her Vigor roll.
This could be the death of Wematai.
Oh, she can always stand in the center now. She takes 3 wounds.
Yeah, so she is hurting.
Severely Yeah.
Yep. You see, she has white chips. You could chip it. You should get a white chip left if you want to do that or save it for later. She's in the middle of a battle, so she may need it later.
Depends if she's going to go out and go back out into battle or not.
Well, she's also got the healing power, so she could always try healing the next time to do some healing on people or to herself. Right, I'm going to think I'll leave it for next time.
Leave her there. Okay. But she does add one to the battle. Richard adds two. So that's a +3 for your side. Actually, I'll let you guys roll it. The sheriff is still taking command. Richard, he's a D10. Add +3 to your side.
Watch me roll a 1, then. I see. That's the plan, is it?
Yeah, then you can't complain.
Yes, we can.
Oh, damn. It didn't fall in there. It was a 9, and it didn't fall in the area. Oh, well, I've rolled a 1 instead.
Really? 4. Okay, well, so, rolled a 4. Their side, they are at, let's see, -2, but plus,
2.
9, 10, 11,
plus 2 3, for so the level.
They don't have a level, but it's +1.
Why are they at +3?
They have 9. Actually, they've got only two. +2 above. So
yeah, they're a 2 advantage.
So they're a 0. No bonuses.
I wonder if they can beat a 4. Only 50% odds, isn't it?
No, they can't!
Woo! It's all due to Weematite's sacrifice.
Several minutes of battle, they look like you're doing some headway. Your people are taking heart as zombie heads are exploding into the night. Some of them are getting pitchforked and ripped off. Apparently, Weematite's last foray that was left her pretty injured.
Yeah.
All right, so next Fear round.
Not. We will all die. It is only a question of when, where, and if it is with honor.
Yes. since you didn't lose ground, you're going to keep your minor advantage of terrain for right now. We will reassess that if you are pushed away by losing a token on subsequent rolls. So
what did that advantage give us?
A negative
a -2 to their roll.
Which...
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right, cool.
So what is Young doing this time to help?
I had artillery or air support.
I gave you air support, but no, yeah. No one wanted to use the jetpacks.
I'd look up and shake my fist at the sky and the lack of people flying. Where are the dragons? We are on top of the hill. I think that is the best place for us to be right now. So it will just be a downhill fight. Right, if we have any rocks or anything at the top, I would suggest rolling them down into the people, but that's about the best I think we have in here. So, yeah.
All right, so go ahead, make your fighting roll.
A standard fighting roll against these people. Take heart. We will beat them.
And don't forget your bonuses because of your level.
It's 16.
So that's all the second roll. So +2, and you're still unscathed. What is Weematite doing?
Healing.
Okay, she's -3 to the roll.
+2 for that. Get some light on here, she says.
All right, you want to try and get to try for a battlefield position modifier by getting some lights on it. So she casts your spell.
And suffers more damage.
Did you pull her out of the battle or not?
Yeah, well, no, she backed off, but don't you still get...
Presumably she's not jumping into the middle of battle and saying, hey, heal me while I'm standing in front of the zombies.
So she can remove 2 wounds with the success.
Right. Oh, sweet, we'll do that. And Shaken goes away?
Yeah.
You don't really deal with Shaken in mass battles.
Okay. All right.
So is she withdrawing or is she going back in?
For the moment, she's withdrawing because she's not that stupid.
All right. So you yell at, she does yell at people to try and get those lights up. I will say that the smart people in the group that know how to repair things, Luke, just throw me a D8. This is just to see if you can get some advantage from it. You succeed?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I'll give you another slight advantage as the area is bathed in floodlight. But you get no extra bonus from Weematite this round, just the +2.
Nope. But right. She doesn't die, so that's great.
So, Richard, go ahead and roll the D10 battle for your side. You get a +2.
Oh, dear. Now we can see who we are facing and recognize them. Our yep. friends and loved ones. Excellent.
Exactly the plan.
Woo! Better this time. The two!
Wow. Yeah. So four is the total. Okay.
Yep.
Let's see. We have a 1-point advantage for size, but that's subtracted from the advantage you just made, and they got a further minus two for terrain, so they're at a minus two to the roll.
Yep. All right,
here we go. Two, so you win.
Woo!
Not with a raise, so now you're equal.
they wrote a zero.
Yeah. You still don't, you have to get it with a raise to do more than one.
I've got a four. If they have zero, four is four greater than zero.
I don't think it works that way. Let me see.
Yeah, it's an opposed roll. That's how opposed rolls work, but yeah. So if we both rolled zero, neither side wins. If one side rolls one higher than the other,
it says opposed battle roll. So yes. Yep. So it is with a raise. It reduces them one more step. So it's 8-9 now with you having the advantage.
Ha ha!
Immediately sacrifice our advantage.
Yeah, I was going to say, we charge down the hill into the middle of it.
No. All right. We'll do another round, then we'll split over to what the other guys are doing. So, what is Luke doing this round?
I look at Luke. How did you get here? He's flying above us? That's
what
awesome.
Is Young doing this round?
Young will still play it cautious. There's no point in charging down into the middle of battle or finding anything else, so he will just stand there, tell everybody to stand their ground and fight on.
All right. Fight on!
Go for it.
Not
for two raises.
Not two raises.
So you get a plus two to your side, but you will take 2d6 damage unless you want to chip the roll.
I have so many chips. And
of course, 2d6 may not do a lot to you either. I mean, it's up to you. It's not much of a...
I have so many chips, and explode. I always end up with so many chips at the end. So okay, I might as well spend it. And yeah, I've got better than 50% odds of rolling 12, 6 or better.
That'll do it. Plus two to the roll, and you're fine. Wimitai is staying disengaged, or do you want to put her back into the fray?
She's the only one wound down, she'll get back into the fray. But I was wondering, could I use some like stealth in order to sort of help set up ambushes for zombies?
You can choose any skill you want. So if you want to use stealth and... Sure, she's being sneaky and getting behind the ranks and chopping at them. Go for it.
Yep. Well, it's exactly the same as fighting, but hopefully it's just sort of mixing up a bit. Oh, dear.
Oh, not good. So you got any chips yet?
Yep, one last chip.
Because otherwise it's 46 damage. That's better.
Oh, plus two. 12.
So a 12. I've got the level. Eight. That's enough for two raises. No problems.
Phew. Wimitai lives to kill another zombie.
All right, Richard, give me a d10 roll. You're at a plus four.
Plus four this time, you say?
Oh, actually, plus five. You're 8-9 now. So, plus five. You have one token advantage.
You will fall before the might of the pitchfork. Look at that. I've rolled something. Ten. It's a 10.
Nice. You're getting better.
A two. I don't believe it.
Yeah, you're getting better. So next time it'll be 7. Do we drink?
The die can still explode.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Minus 3 for disadvantage. Yep, so they're at minus 3.
We're watching the shadow of the dice and see if it explodes or not.
Oh, it does explode. 6.
Oh, it does explode.
19, 11.
Minus 3.
Eight.
It goes down 1.
Versus 10. So,
it goes down again. You guys win another one, but not by exceptional. But you are winning on attrition now. All right. So we will go back to the house. So between you and leaving the house the normal way, there's easily a dozen armed men coming at you. Leaving the house the easy way is through the window, where there are people out there coming towards the house, but not coming towards that specific window. Also, as you're taking the time to pause and see exactly what's going around. And Sarah, you're checking that slash wound across you. And Luke, you're probably holding your jaw. Steel Eye begins to tremble. There's a green mist surrounding his mouth.
Oh, crap on a stick. Crap on a stick. I'm going to take my big Bowie, and I'm like, ladies, please turn away. And then I'm going to cut his head off.
They sip their tea and watch. He has not fully animated yet. So yeah, you remove his head. It does take you some time though. So what's everyone doing? Just so you know, there is no mass battle between specifically only PCs and lots of other people. So you would go, and then 12 men get to shoot at you. That's just how it goes. So,
and then I'm going out the window as soon as I'm done.
This round is going to be taken up. You taking his head off.
Yeah, you're going to take his head off. So what are the rest of you guys doing?
Itty, go get Creole.
All right, between you and Creole are men. And the door to where you last saw Creo is also closed.
Well, I have two fully loaded weapons. I'm going after them.
Okay, 6 men in front of the door. We're going to do initiative then.
Oh, it's a shot apiece.
Yeah.
Everybody.
How good he is, he could actually do it.
If I can find my initiative tracker. There it is. All right, let me remove Steel Eye. All right, where is my delete combatant? There it goes. All right, we'll say one set of gunmen duplicated out. Five, six. All right. And this is just the people that happen to be the first responders, basically. There's more coming. So every round, more people are going to come. All right? Just so you know how this is working. Top of the chart, Luke, what are you doing?
I'm going to get my gun out and sort of straighten up and observe the situation.
Okay. It's down the hall. You could take shots at the six guys to help clear out Eddie's way. Up to you.
I'll take a pot shot because what the hell, why not? Negates my minus two drawing, negates my plus two marksman, so just a straight shooting roll.
Oh, I shoot someone. Somebody. Yeah, do some damage.
Plus a d6 damage. And I kill someone.
That's five. Yes, you do. One of them goes.
Itty, I just helped.
Yep. One of them's going to get double tapped.
All right, hold on a second. Delete combatant. Here we go. All right, that was Luke. Eddie, you want to put two bullets into one guy?
Yeah. And then, unload everything.
Well, that's a different thing. You want to unload everything and shoot all six shots, or are you just putting two into one guy?
I'm unloading.
Okay. Into how many people?
As many as I can.
Well, no, you need to decide. How many bullets are going to each person?
A bullet per person. One person gets two.
Okay, we'll say the first one gets two then. Well, actually, there's only five now instead of six. So, yeah, oh, no, that's right.
Yeah, exactly.
You got it.
Yeah.
Shooting. All right. Hit.
I mean, that's not how it works again, but.
Oh, why not?
Because it's he's doing multiple things. You're rolling a die and a wild die each time.
Oh, it's because I'm rolling it off his sheet. I shouldn't be.
Yeah. What is your bonuses altogether? Plus two, plus four. Plus three? Where are we?
Well, he's got marksman and he's not moving, so it's plus two.
Plus, he's got fan hammer and all that sort of stuff.
He's got plus one for weapon.
Right.
There you go.
Alright. And that's all going to hit. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Two with a raise.
15, 11, 9, 7, 9, 6.
Right. Four with a raise.
Oh, if the first person's getting two bullets, then the first person
I know,
gets a raise
I know.
For both of them. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasted your shots.
So let me just look at basic damage here. So it would be 4d6 for each one of them because of Right Hand of the Devil. Their toughness is...
Well, one of them you can replace with the wild die, whatever
well,
that
I'm
is.
I'm just saying it may not matter. Toughness is 5. So
I'm saying one of the other ones could end up being a raise.
No, it's the very lowest one at the bottom that rolled the wild die as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, okay. Hey, the 2 was higher than the wild die, which obviously
wow.
Is. Yep, pretty crappy. But hey.
Right. You only had all 5 of them. Come on, Eddie, get it together.
I'm just seeing if any of them actually get lower than the toughness, and no. So they're all dead. That's your turn. You haven't moved, but you can't move to use marksman. Sarah, you will finish removing the head this turn. There are no further gunmen in the hallway. So, all right, you have... Oh, you have one turn of actions before the next group of people show up. It's free actions. What does everyone want to do? You get one round. Eddie, the door is barred and closed in front of you. Looks pretty solid.
How will,
Charge it.
I'm thinking of going through the wall because that would probably be thinner than
wall.
The
no, actually the walls are pretty thick. This is pre-drywall.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Going through the door.
Okay. Strength roll to try and get through the doors.
Well, strength roll.
Here. Yep. Let's see. Lost his shit. There it is. Eddie. Hi, Eddie. Strength roll. Yeah, not enough to get through the doors. Not enough to get through the door's toughness. You want to chip that or not? It's a really solid door.
So, you know, you got a 4 if you wanted to add to it, or you could just reroll it. Up to you.
Yeah, you got plenty of blue chips or red chips. Spin the red chip. Come on.
Spin the red chip as a plus D6, you mean?
Yeah, I'll do the red chip.
All right. I love it.
As a plus D6 or as a reroll?
Plus D6.
Okay.
Why are you giving the GM chips?
Eight. All right. 8 is more than enough to shatter the door. Shatter the door. So it's going to take that turn for you to do it, but you've shattered the door. Luke, what are you doing? More people, you can be heard coming from outside to the inside.
Following in behind Eddie into the room.
Okay. Sure. So you will both go through the room or go into the room. Sarah, you have finished with the head. What do you do?
Okay.
It looks like this place is quite soon going to be swarmed with probably better gunmen that are already in here.
Okay, I'm going to go. About how far from, how long do I think it would take me to get to the speed wagon from, if I go through the window?
A couple minutes.
Okay, what would be the shorter, through the regular doorway or through the window?
If you go through the regular doorway, you're going to have to fight your way through a lot of men.
That's it, I'm going out the window then. Going out the window,
going for the speed wagon.
Right. Going for the speed wagon.
Now, there are people out and about out here. They are running for the house, but they may notice you. You want to give me a stealth roll to see if you can kind of be sneaky and keep to the shadows? It is dark now, and there is not a lot of light around.
Okay, so stealth is unskilled, right?
If you don't have it, it certainly is.
Woo!
All right, you going to keep that or are you going to chip it? Red or blue gives you an additional D6. You only need 1 point for it to succeed.
All right. I'm going to spend the blue chip.
All right. So roll an extra D6 there. Yeah, nice. 7. And no one explodes on that D6, so they're too enthused about trying to get into the house through the main door. So you are stealthing away. And
you find out I left the speed wagon locked and I've got the keys.
All right.
I will come back from death and shoot you. Oh wait, I think I already did that.
Well, you got the first part.
Sorry, I didn't have the time to pre-set up the tracker, so I've had to remove some things from the tokens here.
Yeah, that's a point. Eddie and I still don't know about the zombie plan.
Yeah, you do not.
Nope. Brilliant! this is going to go so well.
And
let's see. I way out of the window, I say, "Be right back, ladies."
All right, next round, Luke. You're first. You're in the room. Creo is. I need to throw Creo in here. Crap. I'll see.
And what about?
He'll go at the end of the round.
Where are the other two? Are they in here as well?
Nope.
No.
They're not.
Ooh, they
ran at the first sounds of gunfire.
Well, the obvious thing to do at this point is cover me, Eddie, and point the gun at Creole. Right, call them off.
All right.
Go, unskilled determination. Woohoo, unskilled. Do you want my cat?
He laughs in your face.
Yeah, I would too.
Alright. That's your action.
Yeah, I'm not spending my chips yet.
Alright, Sarah, you are sneaking towards the speed wagon. It'll take several rounds for you to get there. As I said, it would take several minutes. So Eddie, what you doing?
Muting himself? No.
Yeah. You hear many men coming running through the halls behind you. You're in the room, so you can't see out in the hall to see exactly how many men just yet.
Step to the side of the door so they can't see me through the door.
All right.
And just pull my guns out and point them at Creole.
You also are going to make an intimidation roll.
Yeah.
All right.
And I want to growl a little bit.
All right. What do you want to tell him?
Call them off,
or
you're gone.
A 5 is what you roll. You gonna keep that?
Yeah, I'll keep that. It's not gonna do it, but I'll keep it.
Creo will chip that.
He's not a wild card?
Oh, actually, he is. It didn't show up, did it?
Dang it. No.
All right, so let me just roll another D6 out here.
Another D8.
Six. There we go.
Explode.
Ah, 12.
Oh, dear gods.
18. He laughs uproariously, and he'll give you the Star Trek line. You know, cut me down, and I'll just come back stronger than before.
I'm not going to say it if none of you do. I won't say it if none of you do.
Hey, I was saying it. I was just muted.
All right, so yeah, the gunmen basically pour into the room, start shooting. Okay, there's 6 of them here, so in this round, so 3 on each of you guys. These are the bad men. These are the ones that aren't allowed in the house because they're such bad men.
I can't see them in the tracker, by the way.
Oh, dink.
Or Creole.
All right, here we go. They're not foolish enough to step close enough that you can use parry, so first one.
Oh, I die.
Let me re-roll that because they're not wild cards. Yeah, sorry. Give me a second.
I'm going to die.
Shooting. All right, here we go. It's a hit with the rays in the first shot. Second shot is a hit. Third shot is a hit. And this is why
I'm going
to
die now.
Go against lots of people at once.
You're not. We're trying to get the hero to call them off. That's not our fault. We can't roll.
Dang it. Why didn't they put guns in their dang lists? Sorry.
What are they?
Hold on.
Oh, dang. Is that the question?
No, I know what they have. They just didn't put them in the list.
Okay.
Range weapons. Here we go. There. Why didn't you put it in? You bastard. Technical difficulties.
So, my next character, I've got to have in mind, is
Okay, here we go. So first of all, the one with got a raise on you. He do damage first here.
Oh, dear. 8 points. One shaken.
All right, so you start off shaken. You want to chip and be unshaken before we go, or?
I'd rather just try and soak some decent damage rather than waste it on
me. Remember,
being...
if you're already shaken, another shaken result is a wound.
Yep, but right, if you're going to get 3 wounds, then I'd rather just go with the 3 wounds one.
Next one is 13 points of damage.
For example, that I will soak. Oh, is that the one with the... Yeah, that one I'll try to soak. Yes.
Yes, you do.
I soak that. Unfortunately, I still have my wound from before, which does not get soaked.
Right. And the third shot is a measly 9. But you are
still
shaking.
But I'm already shaken, so that's another wound.
All right. Those are the 3 on you. 3 on Eddie.
I'm still alive.
Miss. Hit. Hit. 2 hits on Eddie. First one, a measly 7 points of damage. What is Eddie's toughness?
Let me see.
Yep, he's shaken. Next one, 11. And you're already shaken, so that's 2 wounds, I think. No, hold on. What is your toughness, Eddie?
6.
Eddie's toughness is 6. So, no. It is 1 wound then. Yep. So you're shaken with a wound. Do you want to
get rid of
soak it?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I don't have enough screen real estate to have Eddie's sheet open as well as.
What? You've got 3 screens.
It's not enough. It really isn't. All right. So vigor roll. Dink. Oh, nice. Okay, you're fine. Rolled a 9. I made it with a raise, so you are neither shaken nor wounded.
Good.
Okay. Did I roll everyone's damage, or did I just roll 1?
You mean for damage to Eddie?
Yeah, 2 hits you.
That was number 2.
That was it. That was all of it. Yep.
Okay,
and then last is Creo. Let's see, Eddie, you were the last one putting a gun at him, so he's going to shoot at you as he quick draws his gun. And you know what? He's going to go ahead and hip shoot. He's going to empty it at you.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
Yep, and he has marksman as well, so that gets rid of the -2. So, D10 shooting roll, and I can add a...
Well, it's -4. And then, unless he's got improved...
He's got marksman. He's got hip shooting.
Then, yeah.
And he had speed draw, so...
Awesome.
Yeah, he is at -2 then. All right. Let's see. Shooting D10. All right, first one. I'm going to roll all 6 of the shots, and then I'll roll a wild die and see where I'm going to put it on it.
Explodes.
Yep. Well, they're all going to hit. Well, no, one of them may not. No, actually, more than one may not. The first one and the last one may not. I'm going to put, here's my wild card, 3. So that will turn the first one into a hit, and then one will miss. So we have 5 hits, and I got one that exploded. 10, 12. So that is 1 with a raise. All right, here we go. Damage time. The one with the raise will go first. 12 points of damage. To Eddie, who has toughness of 6. So that is shaken. Just shaken?
Shaken and a wound.
Shaken and a wound. All right. Do you want to chip that before the rest of the damage is done, or are you going to wait and see?
Would it be a good idea to chip it now?
You have 2 chips left, just so you know.
and you've got another 5 bullets heading your way, three of which are razors.
No, I'm not
going to. You're pretty much screwed either way, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I don't have the second wing card, do I? I traded that.
And haven't you already played a card?
You've already used a card. So, yeah.
All right, next bullet's not so bad, a 7. It is still higher than your toughness, however. Man, I really need another screen.
Can you not see the initiative tracker?
6. Oh, that's true. I can look at it on the initiative tracker, yeah. Can't I?
So that's 1 wound to Eddie. Yeah. If you soak it, you will be at 1 wound and unshaken. If you try and soak it. Otherwise, you'll be at 2 wounds and shaken.
And then could I soak it down?
You can't soak one you've already given up on. So you can't go back and re-soak that first wound.
So, you are currently at 1 wound and shaken.
You've just taken another.
You take a wound now. So you are either going to be at 2 wounds and shaken, or you can attempt to soak it and be at. You will then, and if you succeed in the soak roll, you will be at 1 wound and unshaken, because soaking the wound will get rid of the shaken status.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll soak it.
All right, so you spend one of your last chips. You've got 1 left. Your vigor roll is. Succeeds, so that does get rid of the wound. So you're not shaken, but you still have 1 wound.
Okay.
All right, so that was shot 2. Here's shot 3 of 5. That's 8. Once again, that will just shake him. Yeah, that will just shake you.
All right, I'll leave it like that.
Yep, here is 4.
So right now I am.
You're 1 wound and shaken, and I just rolled 12 damage now.
Which is another 1 wound.
Yes. Now you have 1 chip left. If you want to soak this one, you're currently at 2 wounds and shaken. You can try and soak the wound.
Right.
No, if he takes this, he'll be at 2 wounds.
Oh, if he takes it. Sorry. Yeah. Yes.
No, I would like to soak this.
Okay, this is your last chip.
Yeah, I know.
All right, here's your vigor roll. And you fail your vigor roll.
That was only a single die.
Where's his D6? I didn't run his D6. Oh, that's because I didn't roll Eddie. Never mind. Once again, not enough screen real estate. Okay, here it is. He still fails.
Oh, damn it.
All right, and that was your last chip. So you are now at 2 wounds and shaken. And there's 1 more shot.
Oh dear.
Yep,
oh dear.
This one's 18.
Oh that's kind of smart.
All right. So that will put him at
3 wounds shaken down, because there's no way he can soak that.
Yep, pretty much. 3 wounds and shaken and down. He's actually incapacitated. So the first thing we've got to do is roll on the injury table. All right. Guts, your hero catches one somewhere between the crotch and the chin. Roll on the guts injury table. Not good. Well, come on.
Well,
There it is. Strength reduced by a die type. Minimum of D4. All right, so I'm going to come back to you on your next turn and give you some options.
Oh, the wild card? Okay.
All right, and that was the last of the initiative for this round. Next round, Eddie, you're going first. Okay, you're pretty bad off. You're actually bleeding to death and dying right now, Eddie. I would think that this would have you make a spirit roll, or you can just give in to it and wolf out.
I'm just
going to
give in to it.
Yeah.
These people deserve to die.
It's the right answer.
All right. All right. Luke, you see Eddie go down in a hail of gunfire.
Yep.
Just blood explode everywhere. He hits the ground hard. But then you see his body start to convulse and change.
Yep.
You're shaking. What are you doing?
First of all, try to unshake.
You do, but cannot act. You really want to not be able to act.
No, I really want to act.
You can still move.
You can jump out a window.
Yeah, but that's what I plan to do. Is the move enough for me to say jump out a window?
Yes, you can do that while she
Or through a window would probably be more technically correct term. You can, yeah, you that's just, what I want to
you
do.
You can throw yourself through the window. It is a single glass pane, and you'll end up somewhere behind the house.
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
All right. Give me an agility roll.
Okay. Yeah. Watch this double one.
You're fine.
Or a 10.
You are fine.
With a 14, or a 14 or something.
You can clear it without a problem.
Tumble a bit. Spring to my feet. Ta-da!
Theo, walk to the window and blow off. Does he have quick load? He may not. He does! Yes, he has speed load! So he'll speed load and take a few shots as you on the other side of the window. Just take a shot.
I'm not seeing Creo on the tracker.
He didn't show up again, did he?
That's
he's there. I just have him hidden. There. You should see him now.
Mm.
Bang! A hit!
Ow.
No raise.
Just the one shot?
7 points.
I is shaken again.
Yes.
I'll take it.
Gunmen come into the room, basically are securing Creo. They figure that Eddie there is in the last stages of death as he convulses on the floor, not really noticing that he's starting to sprout fur. All right, Sarah. Hold on just a second. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
When Eddie changes,
yep.
He goes into werewolf, and then in the morning when he comes back, where is his guns?
Wherever they get dropped when you turn, so they're going to be in Creo's house.
Damn.
They don't change with you, my friend. All right. Sarah, you continue. I'm going to say you get to the barn now. So you're at the barn.
Okay.
And we're not going to go into another round of combat just yet. Luke, go ahead and make me a stealth roll if you have it. As there are people coming to the house, you're trying
Why
to...
Why would I have stealth?
Stay out of the way. We'll say the shaking doesn't matter for this because you're moving, really.
What does stealth have to do with anything?
Oh, then
it's
an untrained roll. Just tell me how you get to zero.
I don't.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. No one's immediately running towards you.
Yeah. I probably would be going for the barn with my speed wagon, so yeah.
Yes.
I spent my stealth to just...
Yeah, as you look, leave a trail of blood behind you. All right, so the good news, Eddie. No wounds. Everything is perfectly good and healthy as you as your body changes. It heals everything that was done to you. Bad news. You no longer have intelligence. You are NPC'd at this point as you just basically kill everyone in the room. Yeah.
You haven't been able to see this, Chris, but I have been telling them to shoot Eddie since the beginning of the combat. Since even before that, because I just expected you to wolf out like that.
Yeah, you can kill the gunman fine, but Creo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Eddie really can't be hurt except for by silver and other things in werewolf form.
Creo wouldn't be intelligent enough to jump out the window as well?
Oh, no. We'll get to what happens to Creo.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Okay, he's no dummy,
okay. And
he's got plenty of guys that'll stick themselves in front of him to make his getaway. So,
right, okay.
So he's not coming through your window.
No. Well, I was just thinking. You're saying everyone in the room dies, but Creo's in there. He's not that stupid.
True. All right. So you make it to the barn, Sarah. You're there beforehand. Do you have the skill for driving a car?
No, but that wasn't even what my aim was.
All right. What were you gonna do when you got to the car?
Get him a damn shotgun!
All right. Both you and Sarah, as you're coming through here, Luke, you do notice that you've drawn some attention, but they're not quite sure who you are yet, so they're coming kind of slowly. Looks like about 15, 20 guys, but, you know, they're not sure. It's in the dark. They don't know that you were an intruder. They just know that something just hopped out of the window, heading towards the barn. They're coming out to check. Between the two of you coming through the location of the yard, you figure there's a good 30 guys coming down on the location.
So, that's
right. You guys, Sir, so you've had enough time to get to the speed wagon. You've got your shotgun out. Luke, you come into the barn.
Yep. And we're going to take the other exit.
Okay. So you're going to do what?
Going to jump in the car and take the other exit out.
All right. So you're basically going to get away. Okay.
That's the plan. Oh, shout to Sarah. He's wolfing out. Get out of here. We're leaving.
Okay. If he starts up the speed wagon, I'm jumping in it.
All right. Good enough. Luke, give me a
driving roll.
Yeah.
Right. I might be able to do that.
So you're trying to get out of here and get out of here fast.
Yep.
Depending on how you roll, they may get some shots off. They may not.
That's why I said the other exit, not the one we came in through.
And I'm going to keep my head down.
I succeed. Right,
so you succeed. They're going to be able to get a few shots off. Yeah, you guys can too, although with a million number of minutes.
No, just remember the time, but it doesn't matter. Right, cool.
So I'm going to have one cowpoke take a pot shot at you. Actually, I can probably get you both. Nope, only one of you.
Okay. Well, so this is roll.
Shooting for the driver, of course. He'll hit you.
Ow. With a raise.
Yep. I need to get the ray dice in there. 7, 10.
Shaken.
All right. So you take one to the shoulder as you're leaving. Sarah, you can probably pump off for a few shots in your shotgun. You'll account for a couple of guys as you're going away. There's just so darn many of them.
Okay.
All right. Where are you heading?
My plan, such as it is, and you know, I'd just like to point out how brilliant my plans have been so far, is to spook the cattle to run into the ranch, to run it over the house.
All right, so you're gonna have to break down fences for them to get through. So you're just going to power through it with the speed wagon?
That's the idea.
And you're going to get them to head towards the house.
That's the plan.
Okay, sure.
So we'll have to do a big loop or another, so get around the
other
side.
That'll happen. Most of the people are getting distracted because there's still the sounds of combat and shooting going on in the house. Lots of shooting now, actually. Lots of screaming, actually.
Well, there should be shooting now. Because we're not there.
They're shooting at Eddie or the
train. Oh, right. Yeah. Fair enough then. Yeah.
Eddie, yeah, it's a feast. It's a feast extreme. You know, people are shooting at you, but nothing's really harming you as no one is packing silver. Steel Eye was actually packing silver.
Too bad.
Yeah. Good thought to get him to go without his gun, by the way. All his skills revolved around his gun. He wasn't too good at anything else. Anyway, the unfortunate part for your werewolf part is as you're chomping down on these guys and you're having a nice meal, they're rising from the dead even as you kill them. The house is just filled with these green vapors as soon as you kill one, it comes back, and starts attacking.
Some of them he might be accidentally decapitating, not all of them, but you know, most of them.
So this is going to keep you busy till dawn as they just don't stop moving. I mean, you know, you chew off legs and arms and they just come back for more.
But they're not organized though, so they're just.
They're not organized, yeah. Eddie is going to be in a bloodbath the rest of the night. All right, so you're getting the cattle drive drawing, and let's go ahead and finish up with Richard.
Right. Best fight ever.
Six to nine was the last token rating. Let me just read something here real quick. Let me see if I can make this a little quicker here. No, we need to play this out because it'll make a difference as to how many town folks are not going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
We've only got one dead so far. So
No. We've lost one token. Yeah. They've just run away. Doesn't mean they're dead.
I know. Yeah. No, but they. Never mind. Onwards.
All right. So what do you do? And is Weemutai still in the battle, or are you taking her out at this point?
Well, she has no chips.
Exactly. Yeah.
How badly injured is she? Because I can't see any of this.
She is right now, but no chips.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, I have a plan. Then we will see how it plays out. I mean, this is not.
You should go quicker now that you've got bonuses in quite a few bonuses now, so you should be able to.
Yes, we should have also had negatives at the beginning. Add or subtract the number of tokens difference between the hero side and the opponent side. That's for the characters in Mass Battle. But we didn't get the negatives, so let's not take the bonuses.
Yep.
So just plus one for each rank. We're just gonna fight a holding action. We're brightly lit on the hill. That should be attracting them towards us. And they're bad terrain, so we'll just keep on hacking at them.
Yep, they continue to be at -3. You go ahead and fight. Do you want Weemans high in the field or not? Luke, you're controlling her. You decide.
I was going to say, Richard, do you have any particular...
Not right now. I would like her in certainly in the last round or whatever's going
on. She'll just be off helping and probably fighting, but doing nothing to majorly help the battle, just sort of keeping them back a bit.
All right, go ahead and give us your roll there, Richard.
Pow, take
your
it.
Pluses for your plus three for the difference.
That's horrible.
So you got a 9?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Their side. No. They got a 2.
Raise.
So that's with a raise. They lose 2 this round.
No, that's me adding my bonuses for the character.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead. And...
Which means I would take 2d6 damage.
Yep. All right.
You going to chip it or are you going to let it go?
I'm not going to take the damage. I will chip that.
Yep, go ahead.
I will make another roll.
Well, you try not to take the damage. You may roll this.
Yep, we'll see what happens.
Oh,
there you go. That was horrible. A 12 will do.
Yes, a 12 will do. So you got a +2 to your roll, and you get a +3 for difference in size. So a +5 to your roll.
And it's a D10.
D10, yes.
Who is this leading the battle?
It's the sheriff.
It's the sheriff. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Sheriff. I want to fight on till morning so that I can have my drink.
His last drink. Yep.
12 against the 2.
2 raises.
Two raises. So
that's 3 of them then. Yep.
So 3-9. This might be over in this last turn. You're 3-9 as most of the zombies are littered across the field, heads blown off, or the limbs broken so that they can't move anymore.
Yep.
All right.
As this is the last battle, then I'd like Wormatide to come down with me, fight back to back in the center of this thing.
Okay, she's going to probably die, but fine.
Hey, this will be fun.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll do my fighting roll. Wow, that
Jeez,
that's
she's
good.
Horrible.
She's dead. All right, okay. She is dead. She's
failure.
Just straight dead.
Stop at overwhelming numbers. An unfortunate tactical development. Bad fortune. 46. Well, I might roll.
You forgot to add in her +2. So that is actually a 4.
5.
Sorry, yes. So that's 5. One success.
Okay. Success.
So let me roll my fighting roll.
Sure.
Yeah, well, she still gets damaged, though. Yeah.
Yes. She
still
will take
3d6.
You add,
your fault.
+3 to your battle roll now. Go ahead and do that.
I'll
roll the damage.
I am playing Noble Sacrifice to take
you
the
take
hit
it?
For right.
Oh.
I'll give you a chip for that. Take a chip. Ignore the -3.
Yeah, so that's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Which only makes me shaken, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. There's nothing in battle. All right. So you got a +3 to your battle roll. Let's see if we can end it here.
And once again, the yellow man proves better than the white man.
Yeah. How many tokens do they have? They got 2.
They have
3
to your 9.
They have 3 to our 9.
So you
have
a +6 from
plus
that.
+6 on top of that.
So
jeez.
+9.
Let me roll another 1. Because that'll just be fun.
And it explodes.
Oh, nice.
It does explode.
And... There we go. Yeah, that's 28. Right.
Your rabid villagers stopped the last of the undead menace that was going towards. Yeah. All right. So you never lost more than the initial token.
Yep.
This is where having a good good knowledge battle helps. Their little D6 just wasn't up to it. All right. Roll a D6,
sorry?
Richard.
Okay, I'll roll a D6. We have 2.
All right. The victor recovers a lost token and a roll of 4 or 6. You did not. The loser recovers a lost token and
damn,
a 4 or 6.
Oh, damn.
All right.
So we did lose some people in this battle.
But they're an NPC, so...
Hey, it could have been Caledonia. We don't know.
Yeah, true.
if, it,
Well, it could happen. If it happens,
or somebody other named NPC.
So you basically lose a percentage of people. So like you started off with 10 tokens, you lost 9, so 1/10. You lost 10% of the villagers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh no, we lost 10% of a villager. No.
10% of the villagers. Probably, you know what? It was probably a lot of the Scandinavians actually, because they went in with hand axes and, you know, they went in mano a mano.
Eddie's drinking buddies. Well, I mean, Eddie's drinking buddies at the moment.
The old guys too. So people take time to collect their dead. None of the village dead rise, by the way.
Okay, that's good.
Yep, none of
them rise. What about the ones we killed? Do they rise again?
The zombies who are already dead.
They're just some of the parts are still twitching about, but they're no longer in any kind of form that they can attack.
Okay. I was just wondering because I'm more wondering about how Eddie is, if he's killing enough of the zombies when they come back that they do stay down after a while.
You do enough damage to them, they may still be twitchy, but they can't move once their legs and arms are gone. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. There was a reason for dragging Wormatide down into the fight. At the end of the fight, I'm going to plant a kiss on Wormatide. the adrenaline from the battle. There we go. And I took the hit for her as well. So, yeah.
Doesn't have love interest.
Doesn't have love interest, but
hey, there we go.
Considering that you were into the thick of it and you're just covered with gore and blood. Yeah, she's into it.
She can't tell I'm not an Indian underneath all that.
I know, you're definitely a red man now. There's so much blood on you.
The thing is, code of honor might come into it at some point.
Yeah. I've got no idea. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Maybe.
But just as long as I bring vengeful into it. But is that a proper honorable way to act at this moment is probably the question. Oh, the heat of battle, who cares?
Well, I mean,
go for it.
Code of honor is not strict moral upbringing. Code of honor can
be a thing. And as you say, so probably heat of the battle, you'll probably give into it, yeah.
So, yeah.
Probably just lucky you don't end up having sex right there.
it starts with young putting a heat of the moment kiss on Wimitai. And then, you know, she looks like she's going to raise her a tomahawk for a second. And then it's a reverse situation as Young is bent over her arm. and she returns it. And that would be a great place to stop the game as the first rays of sunlight come up over of the embracing couple.
Oh, no.
Young stretched out over her arm.
Amid a field of zombie corpses.
They're probably standing on a field of zombie corpses beneath them, arms still trying to crawl up their legs.
With the town folk around watching.
Yeah,
I keep checking to see whether it's her hand on my butt or whether it's one of the zombie hands.
It's like, how many hands do you feel? 1, 2, 3. Oh! All right. Well, let's say goodbye to the recording, folks.
Goodbye recording, folks.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incomatech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamstealmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.